Here is another example of an override in action, this time affecting the duration choice list parameter, again in hazardtypes.py. This parameter dictates the choices, in order, of the hid drop-down field for duration, in this case for the FFW burn scar hazard type, and which, before any override, looked like this. Changing it will add or remove options for this duration. As we saw previously, overrides rely on a skeletal replication of the target variable's location to properly define its namespace. When a base variable at the same namespace is found, the incremental override acts on its value. In our previous example, a simple decimal value was overridden for the inclusion fraction. But this time, we find a list at the specified namespace. What does Hazard Services do in this scenario? Just like the default merge behavior we introduced earlier, Hazard Services acts on these list values by merging any new, unique items by default appending those to the end of the list. Since the 20-minute duration is new and unique, it's successfully appended to the end of our duration list, with the complete result shown. Though this shows a successful override, the perceptive viewer might recognize a problem. In particular, the failure of this default override behavior to place 20 minutes at the beginning of the list, its logical place. This conveniently brings us to an important feature of incremental overrides.